Title: Mergers and Acquisitions Update, a closer look at the impact of the FTC and DOJ's proposed HSR Act filing reform on private equity firms. Content: On June 27, 2023, the FTC and DOJ, together the agencies, announced a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPRM, proposing extensive revisions to both the rules that implement the Hart-Scott-Rodino Antitrust Improvements Act, the ACT or HSR Act, and the pre-merger notification and report form, the form, that merging parties must submit under the Act. Our previous analysis of the NPRM is covered here. The NPRM would substantially expand both the filing process and substantive antitrust review for private equity, PE, firms and other investors seeking to clear transactions that trigger the filing requirements of the HSR Act. In addition to the administrative burden of the significant amount of additional information the revised form would require, the NPRM would require filers to submit new types of information meant to facilitate investigation into topics such as the potential for exchange of strategic and other competitive information among portfolio companies, interlocking directorates among PE firms, managers, and their portfolio companies, and serial small acquisitions. While these topics have always been within the purview of the agencies to investigate, requiring expanded categories of disclosures in the form increases the potential for substantive inquiry and potential delays for PE firms and other investors required to file a pre-merger notification under the HSR Act. By way of update, the NPRM was published in the Federal Register on June 29, 2023. The initial public comment period expired on August 28, 2023, and was extended to September 27, 2023. The agencies now need to review and address the several hundred public comments before adopting the final rule. The agencies may propose further changes to the rules and/or the form, which may warrant another round of public comment. It is difficult to predict when the new rules may come into effect, but, in view of the breadth of the proposed changes, finalization may still be several months away. While the NPRM, if finalized as currently drafted, would substantially change the federal antitrust merger review landscape across all industries, the proposed changes to the rules would have a particularly significant impact on PE firms. A lot more information will be required. The FTC last updated the rules and form targeting the private equity sector in 2011 by requiring filers to disclose relationships with entities not just under common ownership or governance control, but also entities with common investment or operational management with the acquiring person, i.e. associates of the buyer, thus requiring additional information from private equity funds. The 2011 changes were modest, however, compared to the NPRM's potential impact on PE firms and their portfolio companies. A few proposed changes stand out. Parties may be required to describe the business operations of the parties, including new narratives setting out their basic business lines and providing product or service information for all related entities. This provision would require PE firms to provide details about the operations of all of the overlapping portfolio businesses under their control and potentially even those in which the PE firm has a minority investment. A buyer would be required to list investors owning 5% or more, including limited partners of investment funds, holders of 10% or more of non-voting securities, and other investors who may exert influence, e.g., as board members, observers, or creditors. In the case of limited partnerships, the form does not currently require the identification of limited partners, even if they hold 5% or more. The proposed changes would require the disclosure of information about investors that PE firms have historically treated as confidential. Parties would also be required to identify the officers, directors, and board observers, or in the case of unincorporated entities, individuals exercising similar functions, of all entities within the acquiring person and acquired entity, going back 2 years prior to filing, to allow the agencies to identify existing, prior, or potential interlocking directorates and to assess the competitive implications of such relationships under both Section 7 and 8 of the Clayton Act. This proposal would require the disclosure of PE firms' representatives monitoring INV.